Hey there, it's the New Life Spring Family Audio Bible, episode 249. My name is Steve Webb, and I am your host. Our reading today is from the book of Judges, chapter 18, and we're still using the easy-to-read version of the Bible. Let's begin. Judges, chapter 18. At that time, the Israelites did not have a king, and the tribe of Dan was still looking for a place to live. They did not have their own land yet. The other tribes of Israel already had their land, but the tribe of Dan had not taken their land yet. So the tribe of Dan sent 5 soldiers to look for some land. They went to search for a good place to live. These 5 men were from the cities of Zorah and Eshtaol. They were chosen because they were from the families of Dan. They were told, "Go look for some land." The 5 men came to the hill country of Ephraim. They came to Micah's house and spent the night there. When the 5 men came close to Micah's house, they heard the voice of the young Levite. They recognized his voice, so they stopped at Micah's house. They asked the young man, "Who brought you to this place? What are you doing? Why are you here?" The young man told them what Micah had done for him. "Micah hired me," he said. "I am his priest." So they said to him, "Please ask God if our search for a place to live will be successful." The priest said to the 5 men, "Yes, go in peace. The Lord will lead you on your way." So the 5 men left. They came to the city of Laish and saw that the people of that city lived in safety. They were ruled by the people of Sidon. Everything was peaceful and quiet. The people had plenty of everything, and they didn't have any enemies nearby to hurt them. Also, they lived a long way from the city of Sidon, and they did not have any agreements with the people of Aram. The 5 men went back to the cities of Zorah and Eshtaol. Their relatives asked them, "What did you learn?" The 5 men answered, "We have found some land, and it is very good. We should attack them. Don't wait. Let's go and take that land. When you come to that place, you will see that there is plenty of land. There is plenty of everything there. You will also see that the people are not expecting an attack. Surely God has given that land to us." So 600 men from the tribe of Dan left the cities of Zorah and Eshtaol. They were ready for war. On their way to the city of Laish, they stopped near the city of Kiriath-Jearim in the land of Judah. They set up camp there. That is why the place west of Kiriath-Jearim is named Mahanadan to this very day. From there, the 600 men traveled on to the hill country of Ephraim. Then they came to Micah's house. So the 5 men who had explored the land around Laish spoke. They said to their relatives, "There's an ephod in one of these houses, and there are also household gods, a carved statue, and a silver idol. You know what to do." So they stopped at Micah's house where the young Levite lived. They asked the young man how he was. The 600 men from the tribe of Dan stood at the entrance of the gate. They all had their weapons and were ready for war. The 5 spies went into the house. The priest stood just outside by the gate with the 600 men who were ready for war. The men took the carved idol, the ephod, the household idols, and the silver idol. The young Levite priest said, "What are you doing?" The 5 men answered, "Be quiet, don't say a word. Come with us. Be our father and our priest. You must choose. Is it better for you to be a priest for just one man, or for a whole tribe of Israelites with many family groups?" This made the Levite happy, so he took the ephod, the household idols, and the idol. He went with the men from the tribe of Dan. Then the 600 men from the tribe of Dan and the Levite priest turned and left Micah's house. They put their little children, their animals, and all their things in front of them. The men from the tribe of Dan went a long way from that place, but the people living near Micah met together. Then they began chasing the men of Dan and caught up with them. The men of Micah were shouting at the men of Dan. The men of Dan turned around and said to Micah, "What's the problem? Why are you shouting?" Micah answered, "You men from Dan took my idols. I made them for myself. You also have taken my priest. What do I have left now? How can you ask me, 'What's the problem?'" The men from the tribe of Dan answered, "You'd better not argue with us. Some of our men become angry easily. If you shout at us, they will attack you. You and your families will be killed." Then the men of Dan turned around and went on their way. Micah knew that these men were too strong for him, so he went back home. So the men of Dan took the idols that Micah made. They also took the priest who had been with Micah. Then they came to Laish. They attacked the people living in Laish. Those people were at peace. They were not expecting an attack. The men of Dan killed them with their swords and then burned the city. The people living in Laish did not have anyone to rescue them. They lived too far from the city of Sidon for the people there to help. And the people of Laish did not have any agreements with the people of Aram, so they did not help them. The city of Laish was in a valley, which belonged to the town of Beth-Rehob. The people from Dan built a new city in that place, and it became their home. The people of Dan gave the city a new name. That city had been called Laish, but they changed the name to Dan. They named the city after their ancestor Dan, one of the sons of Israel. The people of the tribe of Dan set up the idol in the city of Dan. They made Jonathan, son of Gershom, their priest. Gershom was the son of Moses. Jonathan and his sons were priests for the tribe of Dan until the time when the Israelites were taken into captivity. The people of Dan set up for themselves the idol that Micah had made. That idol was there the whole time that the house of God was in Shiloh. May God bless the reading of His Word. Man, this chapter records a very sorry episode in Israel's history. It had been a long time since Israel had entered the Promised Land, and yet this portion of the tribe of Dan had not yet taken possession of their inheritance. The reason? Well, it was likely a lack of initiative and also being satisfied with the status quo. So they really just took for granted God's promise of delivering to them their portion of the land that He had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To me, that sounds like an insult to God. But eventually they found that they needed their own land because the Philistines were crowding them in the place that they were. So they began to look for a place that they could call their own, and they sent the 5 scouts out. Well, these 5 scouts found Micah's house with his hired Levite so-called priest and the idols and other paraphernalia that Micah had made. And they found Laish, a city with unwise leaders who should have known better than to leave it unguarded and with no allies. They also had to have known by this time that they were in an area that God had given to the people of Israel and what kind of victories the other tribes had had when they came to possess their allotted cities. But the people of Laish had become fat and lazy. So the scouts reported the condition of Laish and that there was a priest and idols at Micah's house. The decision was made to take Laish after stopping to steal both Micah's idols and his personal priest. Now, understand what's happening here. These Danites see no problem with having idols, which breaks the second commandment. And they don't mind getting them by breaking the 8th commandment, do not steal. What a great way to start their campaign to take a city, right? But in spite of the sorry state of just about every aspect of this story, God honors the promise that He had made so many years before, and Dan got their territory. And the first thing they did was to set up the idols, and this priest that had been cajoled and flattered into leaving Micah is at last identified near the end of the chapter as the grandson of none other than Moses himself. Sad, sad, sad. It gives one pause, doesn't it? Seems to me that it is critically important to establish, as much as possible, a deep and abiding family tradition and identity of godliness. Of course, there's no guarantee, but let us not take lightly the responsibility to raise up our children and grandchildren to know that, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What do you think? I'd love to hear from you. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode number 249. Or tweet me at @SteveWebb_, and be sure with your comment you #LifespringMedia. I'd really love to share your comments on the show. Comments or reviews on iTunes are appreciated as well. There are easy links to do that at lifespringmedia.com/love. It'll just take a moment, and it sure would be an encouragement to me, and it just might help others to find the show. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.